Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing a song, a very familiar song, entitled Under the Blood. And I tell you today, the Word of God says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. I'm thankful that Jesus shed his blood at Calvary, that we might be free.
While walking down a memory lane, a path so long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, you're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell? Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I
given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, thank God I now can say.
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Man, thank God. I'm thankful today that it's under the blood. That's the Edwards family. We appreciate them singing for us today. And we're still in chapter number 18 of the book of Exodus, and we're going to be looking at part 3 of the message today, where we deal with Moses and his two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today.
They were looking for a king. when Christ was born in Bethlehem, it took them all by surprise, amen. They were looking for a king to sit on the throne of David, amen. He is going to sit on the throne of David. He's not done yet, hallelujah. Christ will sit on the throne of David one day. But they didn't get it because of the cross. No, they say, look here, a king would never go and die. A king would never shed blood. A king would never walk these dusty streets like, oh no, no. Let me say this, he became servant so that he could be king, amen, for us. He did those things that you and I might be set free. Now, we don't read of Moses' wife again until from chapter 4, we don't read about Zipporah again until chapter number 18. So somewhere between chapter 4 and chapter 18, Zipporah returns home to her father Jethro. And I assume that she left. I seem to think this. I don't know. Amen. I wish I did, but I don't know. I seem to think that this circumcision situation caused a rift. You can almost detect it in their language there. That blood, and I think she goes home. I think that Moses is looking at the whole situation and somewhere he's going, you know what? He said, this had to be done. I had to honor God, but I've got a mission to do. And I can't have this distraction going on at the same time. And I think somewhere they've decided that she's going to go back home to her father. So we've seen how that Moses' wife seems to be a type of Israel. And we've seen how that the shedding of blood was a stumbling block for Zipporah. But now let's look for just a moment at the fruit of her womb. Now notice this. Verse number 2 says this. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. I'd like for you to see that Zipporah bore Moses two sons. Now this is important, because if Zipporah is a type of Israel, Israel therefore also produces sons. Now get this. Excuse me. Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. And so Esau, remember this? He lost the birthright and he lost the blessing. But guess what? All of that landed upon Jacob. Jacob became the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob, praise God, seemed to have the blessing upon him. Amen. He wrestled with God. And God changed his name to Israel. Amen. Y'all remember that? Not only that, but if you remember, those sons bickered and battled between each other. And you get down there, and one of Jacob's sons' name was, and I'll tell you this, even though he had handmaidens and even though he had Leah, his really love was Rachel. Jacob's real love was Rachel. And she had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. She died in childbearing with Benjamin. But then all of a sudden we find Joseph down in Egypt. And you know what? You know, after his brothers had sold him into slavery, y'all know the story? Sold him into slavery. He was taken to Egypt. He was then placed in Potiphar's house. And he worked for Potiphar for a little while. She tried to pull an indecent situation with him. And Joseph ran from the sin. I'm not doing it. He gets out of the house. Well, he gets out of the house and then turns around and he's thrown into prison. He's down there with a butler and a baker. Y'all know the story. Then all of a sudden he's able to interpret dreams and Pharaoh has him come and he all of a sudden he becomes the second in command of all of Egypt. You could say it this way. Do you know what Joseph did? Joseph became a deliverer. Joseph down there in Egypt, listen, Joseph kept the whole world nearly from dying out. The reason why, because he told the Pharaoh, he said, look, we got to do this. He said, there's a famine coming. There's 7 years of famine. And he said, what we got to do, we got to store good food, good corn during these 7 good years of harvest. But there's 7 bad years are coming. And if we don't have something stored, the people are going to perish and die. What did they do? They put it in the storehouses. They put it in the storehouses and they stocked up all that corn. And so whenever the famine came, there was food to eat in Egypt. Now get this. Joseph is a deliverer. Had he not been there, all of those in Egypt and all of those around would have died. Even Jacob's family would have died. They came to Egypt to get corn, to get meal. So you could say it this way, had Joseph not been where he needed to be, guess what? They'd all perished. Now hold on just a minute. Joseph had two sons. That's where I'm going. Joseph had two sons this morning. So all of these things are lining up. We get on down there and we see all of these things, and they seem to point to the fact that the nation of Israel was divided. And we get down to Rehoboam's day, and the nation of Israel now is divided. Zipporah being the type of the wife, amen, a type of Israel. But then all of a sudden the nation is divided in Rehoboam's day to the north kingdom and the southern kingdom, amen, right? Like them two, so she's given birth to two kingdoms, amen, to two sons. So what you've got is this. You've got that of Israel's kingdom and that of Judah's kingdom. It's simply pointing to this, that the wife was succeeded by her two sons. Now I want you to notice the firstborn's name. The firstborn's name was Gershom. Now Gershom, it speaks of our earthly state. It speaks of our earthly condition, where we're at currently. You can say it this way: God's brought us through some things, hallelujah. We've seen God do some miraculous work. We've seen God been blessed, and we've seen God been bring us through times we didn't know how he was going to get through. And so this Gershom seems to speak of our earthly state. Notice it means this. It means a stranger there. The reason for Moses giving his son this name, it seems to remind us that we are a stranger in a strange land. We are strangers in a strange land. That speaks of our birth, friend. Our birth, he is the firstborn. He was born into a place that was not his home, amen. You and I, can I tell you today that we were born into a world that's not our own, amen? We don't own the land that we walk on. The government don't own the land we walk on. The government don't own the land that we govern from. No, listen, this is not our home, amen? We are strangers here in this place. The Bible said over in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, these all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. This is not ours. Did I tell you 15 Hoopers Creek Church Road, Fletcher, North Carolina, is a place where I lay my head? It's a good place, amen, for shelter. It's a good place for warmth. But can I tell you something this morning? That's not my home. I'm a stranger here, amen. I was born in this world, but I want to tell you something. I don't have to die a stranger, hallelujah. Now that brings us to the next thought. The other one's name, however, was Eliezer. Now Eliezer means this: God is my helper. You can say that while Gershom pointed to our earthly state, Eliezer seems to point to our spiritual state. I'm talking about, listen, there's some of you that's been a Gershom, but you ain't never graduated to an Eliezer yet. Amen. You've been born in this world, but you've never been born again, amen, spiritually. And if you ever get born again, your life and your world will totally change. Have you ever noticed that the Gershoms living in the strange lands seems to always want to covet what they see? Y'all know some people like that? Somebody say amen so I know you ain't dead. Y'all know people that's just all the time after the prosperity, they're after the money, they're after the job, it's just all about this world. And yet they're a stranger here. They're not going to, look here, you're not going to keep all this stuff that you have. I mean, it's all going to burn up one of these days. Y'all know that, right? I mean, all this stuff's going to burn up. I mean, everything you work for is going to be gone. Just like that. The Bible says that the elements shall melt with fervent heat. There's nothing going to be, no kingdoms are going to be left. Nothing's going to be left. It's all going to be gone, amen. And if you're a Gershom this morning, and if you're walking just for everything in this world, I want to tell you something, you're going to end up at the end with nothing. Always remember, you're a stranger here.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.